The Israeli government has stepped up punishment of relatives of suicide bombers in an attempt to deter future attacks. Officials are preparing to banish the brothers of two assailants to the Gaza Strip and are destroying the family homes of suicide bombers. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report from Beit Jala in the West Bank.
When 47-year-old Atta Yusuf Sarasra heard a young man had blown himself up by a falafel stand in Jerusalem, wounding five Israelis, he says he never dreamt it could be his youngest son. The first indication his family was involved was when the Israelis brought him and other relatives in for questioning.
They believe that I didn't know anything about my son. One of their officers said to me, I asked about your son, he's a good student, but that didn't prevent them from destroying my house.
He has lost both his 17-year-old son, Hazem, and the family home. Last Wednesday, Israeli troops came and photographed the house, the first hint they were going to destroy it. At midnight, they returned with explosives. They gave the family a couple of hours to remove what they could, but shock and defiance stopped them from taking what they might have. Theirs was among the first houses to be demolished in this new wave. When Yusuf Sarasra challenged them, he says Israeli soldiers replied they weren't happy about the assignment.
They were polite. I said, you're polite.
But in seconds, the three-story house was reduced to rubble. The family now camps out in the debris with only a few plastic chairs, some kitchen utensils, and a blue tarp to protect them from the scorching heat. Streams of people come by to pay their respects, including local Palestinian officials. Unlike some other cases, where mothers gave their blessing, posing on videotape with their sons before they went off to blow up themselves and Israelis, there is no sense of celebration here. Instead, there's an uncomfortable ambivalence. Tears well up in Chazem's father's eyes, already red from grief and exhaustion. He says had he known in advance, he would have stopped his son. But now he will not speak out against suicide bombings.
I will not say anything to anybody. Before, maybe. Maybe I feel, no, this is not good. But now I will not say anything.
Chazem is now included in the pantheon of martyrs. His poster is pasted up everywhere. He's a hero, an example to others. This middle-class family didn't need money. Chazem's father is a teacher, his brothers are at university, and Chazem, by all accounts, was the best student in his school, with no outward signs of militancy or particular religious fervor. Psychiatrist Iyad Zarkut with Gaza's mental health program says this is not an unusual profile. In his experience, even smart Palestinian young people have no hope for any kind of future. Education means little. He says a combination of religious beliefs and desperation over the Israeli occupation make young people particularly vulnerable to the growing cult of martyrdom.
Life became senseless for these people. As long as I may lose my life at any time, if I finish my education, I will not be an engineer. I will stay unemployed for many years. So, I mean, you can imagine that this person can easily be persuaded to go and bomb himself.
Hazem's father says the high price Israel is now exacting from the families will not deter future suicide bombers.
Maybe it will prevent somebody, but maybe it will encourage them to do more than. The Prime Minister, Mr. Sharon, didn't know that. He cannot stop these operations by this.
His cousin, Ramadan Saifi, was Hazem's sports coach. He too never imagined Hazem could be recruited. But he explains why a young person would continue to resist the Israelis and be a martyr or shaheed, whatever the cost, to relatives.
We do believe that shaheed, which is martyred, has the right to ask God to forgive for 70 of his families and to let them enter the paradise. Whatever they are going to be tortured and have a miserable life here, but in the other life, they will be rewarded. They will go to paradise.
Yet, having said this, he worries militants who got to Chazem here in Beit Jala might, unbeknownst to him, have contacted his children.
I'm concerned, and I'm afraid that one of my sons, the four sons, will be a member at the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Battalion, and I don't know. You don't know anything about them and what they are doing.
Ramadan calls Qasim a hero, yet he tries to protect his sons from Qasim's fate. He's given them all mobile phones so he can constantly check on their whereabouts, but he sees no hope. He says Palestinians are lost between Arafat and Sharon. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Beit Jala in the West Bank.